All right. Happy Thanksgiving. We're almost there. Yeah. Good deal. Well, we'll have a time of testimony. I'm going to give you a little short thing here from the Bible. A couple of announcements. Sunday, we've got door knocking. A week from Sunday, I was looking at the calendar, a week from Sunday, we've got the Lord's Supper. So we'll be doing that a week from this Sunday. So there you are. All right, I want to show you something from the Bible here. Just I was looking at this, and it kind of seemed interesting. Hopefully it seemed interesting to you, and we'll get something from it. Look in John chapter 6 tonight. I want to talk to you about what giving thanks gives back. John chapter 6, just give you a couple points here. There's, I think, folks, there'll be people celebrating Thanksgiving who are thankful. There'll be people celebrating Thanksgiving who are not thankful. I would venture to guess everyone thinks they're thankful. And some people have a peculiar idea about that. There was a fella. He had some picture of himself. It was posted somewhere, and a fellow was telling me about this, and it was like him flexing and his six pack and everything, and in front of it said "so thankful," and in front of that picture, and the preacher was talking to him about it. He said, "So who are you thankful to?" He's like, "Oh, nobody. I'm just thankful." I think you got the wrong idea about being thankful if you're not thankful to somebody. It's not just a general feeling of something. It's you have gratitude, particularly here we're talking about gratitude towards the Lord Jesus Christ for something he's done. I mean, or gratitude towards someone else, but you're not thankful if you don't have anyone to be thankful to. That's not thankfulness. That's not gratitude. Anyway, people have peculiar ideas about that, but I would say, you know, like the lepers, there were 10 that were healed, cleansed, one comes back and is thankful, but if you asked all 10 of them, they would all say they were thankful, but God says one of them was thankful, but they would probably all say, yeah, we're thankful. So, you know, it would be good to get a definition, God's definition of thankfulness, but this is an interesting, I think this is... That was just kind of a little introduction. This is, I never noticed the wording in here. When Jesus Christ feeds the 5,000, and the thing that the Holy Spirit highlights here, John chapter 6, and let's see here. I think it's verse 11. Maybe 14. Well, I had it written down as 11, but that doesn't look like it. Yeah, that is it. John 6, 11. All right, this is the feeding of the 5,000. And notice the phrase that the Holy Spirit puts in here, or the giving of thanks that Jesus Christ does. And that's the thing that's highlighted here. John chapter 6, verse 11 says, "And Jesus took the loaves, and when," notice this phrase, "when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would." Now that may not sound like a big deal. When he had given thanks, okay, yeah, he was being thankful and all that stuff. But notice how it said again in verse 23. John 6, 23. "Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread after that the Lord had given thanks." Now, that may not seem odd, but I thought it was interesting that he didn't say they ate bread after he performed a miracle. It said they ate bread after he gave thanks. And it says the bread and the fish was distributed after he had given thanks. What was interesting was there's So there's 5,000 people here coming for food. That's what they're gathered there for. They're all gathered around Jesus Christ, and he'll say it later on in John chapter 6. There's 5,000 people, probably more. He said men, I think, and there's probably more. But just say 5,000, that's the number the Bible gives. 5,000 people who have come to eat food because Jesus Christ is going to feed them. Then there's one person there who came to give food. You know, this is the story of the boy with the two loaves, five fishes. And so here's one soul out of 5,000 who showed up not to get something, but to bring something. And so he gives of it, you know, you guys know the story, he gives of his lunch, and Jesus Christ is, I don't think it's a show, I don't think he's just saying words just to pretend like, you know, hey, I'm going to go through this religious motion. I think he's genuinely thankful. Someone brought something to give now. There's, of these 5,000 people, there's one who showed up with an offering to give. He's not just looking for a handout. And so when the little boy comes up with his loaves and fishes, Jesus Christ gives thanks. And what he's thanking God for is, here's someone who showed up to give an offer, someone who came to give something. He isn't here just to get food from me. And so Jesus Christ gives thanks again. I think he's genuine. He's not putting on a show. He's genuinely thankful. And after he gives thanks now, the bread and the fish are multiplied. And however that works out, I don't know if they just keep reaching in the basket and more just keeps coming out, or how that works, just pass the basket around and everyone just keeps pulling out of the baskets. I don't know how it actually worked. But it was after he gave thanks, and then it's reinforced in verse 23. He says, they did eat bread after that the Lord had given thanks. He didn't say they ate bread after the Lord performed a miracle. He didn't say they ate bread after the Lord multiplied everything. The highlight that the Holy Spirit points to is this thing was able to occur after Jesus Christ was grateful for what happened. I mean, I hope that makes sense, because that's what the Holy Spirit's highlighting. The miracle is kind of like, it's not a big deal to God to do something like this, to feed 5,000 people. And the Holy Spirit doesn't seem to make that the big deal. He seems to point out the fact that here's a fellow who shows up with an offering and Jesus Christ is thankful, and after the gratitude is shown, now God is able to distribute the blessing to multiple people now. All right, so here's the thoughts from all that. There's two simple thoughts, but let me pray and then I'll just give you two thoughts from this. Father, thank you so much for each soul that's here tonight. I pray we would get what we need tonight, Lord. It's a time of year here, at least in this country, where we think about being thankful. Pray we would remind ourselves and be reminded of who to be thankful to, and that we would get your understanding of gratitude, and then, Lord, how that works and how you appreciate that. Father, I pray we'd... You'd help us get what we need tonight. Thank you for your words. I thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. And for those that are traveling, you keep them safe. For those that are sick, Lord, that you'd heal up their bodies. And Lord, I thank you again for everybody that's here tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so that's the background. I'm going to give you two points from this. The first thing is this. The folks that were gathered around, the 5,000, were able to eat after Jesus Christ gives thanks. So here's the first thought. Thanksgiving gives God an opportunity to work. Thanksgiving gives God an opportunity to work. One place in the Bible, I know we've studied it, but one place in the Bible talks about in 1 Thessalonians that it's God's will that you be grateful in Jesus Christ. That's what he wants, so that when he sees that in a soul, in a personal, here on this earth, when he sees gratitude, genuine gratitude, that's what he wants out of people. And so when he sees that, he will just like he did when Solomon's temple, whenever Solomon built the temple and he gave thanks and he prayed, and the Bible says the temple was completely filled up. He spent 7 minutes praying, or however long it was, praying, thanking God about the temple that was able to be built, and thanking God for how he had treated the nation, and thanking God for his blessings. And while Solomon's praying and thanking God, the Bible says the temple was completely filled up, such that the people in the temple, the ministers, the priests, were not able to be in the temple anymore. I mean, it just filled the temple, meaning God now showed up. His presence was the blessing, and his presence was available now, and he found a home in the gratitude of the people. That's a good way to put it. He found a home in the gratitude of the people. So it gave God an opportunity to do something. And so here's a fellow, a little fellow brings 2 loaves, 5 fishes, or 5 loaves, 2 fishes, something like that. And in that, God gives thanks. Jesus Christ gives thanks, and God is able to multiply this blessing that's been brought, and it gives him an opportunity to work. So there is a sanctifying power of gratitude. There's a sanctifying power of gratitude. Here's another thing, real quickly. Thanksgiving multiplies the blessing. All right, so Jesus Christ gives thanks, and now the loaves and the fishes are multiplied, and the blessing that the little fellow brought are now multiplied to thousands of fishes, thousands of pieces of bread, and the entire company that's there eats till they're full, and then there's more left over. And that's after the gratitude of Jesus Christ, and that is after he's given God thanks, and now the blessing is multiplied. Now I'll make an application that you and I could grab a hold of. You know what the difference between one saved sinner and 10 saved sinners is? Gratitude. One will tell 10. You understand? The difference between one guy getting saved and him keeping it to himself, and one guy getting saved and him telling 10 other people, is the guy that told other people is actually grateful he got saved. Gratitude multiplied the blessing. Just like the loaves and the fishes, Jesus Christ gives thanks, and now the loaves turn into loaves for thousands of people, fish for thousands of people, and so that gratitude takes a blessing like this and just multiplies it out indefinitely. Just multiplies it. And so gratitude multiplies the blessing. Thanksgiving multiplies the blessing. I'll show you one verse that goes along with that kind of thought. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. All right, 2 Corinthians 9:10. It says, "Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, right? Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints," now watch this, the way it's worded, "not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also to many thanksgivings unto God." You see the multiplication of that? So one group of people's generosity turns into the generosity of a multitude of churches now. One group of people's generosity towards another church now has multiplied the gratitude throughout several churches, and now several churches have caught on, and now that not only are they thankful, but they want to be a part of giving. They want to be a part of the ministry. They want to be a part of doing what God's doing here and be a part of that service. And so it took one group of people's gratitude. We're thankful. We know we can't buy our salvation. We know we can't earn our salvation, but we want to participate in our salvation somehow. And so the way we participate is we are just grateful. So whatever we can do to further this ministry, we want to do it. And then these other churches saw that, and some of them received some of the money that they were given. And they were grateful. I mean, you know, somebody hands you a check, somebody hands you cash when you need it. You know what that makes you? Hopefully, a little bit grateful. And it makes you kind of wish, you know what, I wish I could kind of do that for somebody. And it kind of goes on and goes on and goes on. And that generosity is contagious. And the point is, thanksgiving multiplies the blessing. Just like when Jesus Christ prays and gives thanks, it's genuine. He's not just saying a bunch of words. He is genuinely grateful. Here's a little boy who came to give something. Of all these adults here who showed up to get something, here's somebody who's a little bit generous. I'm thankful for this. We got something to work with here. So he multiplies that thing out after he gives thanks, and he takes the one blessing, and now the one blessing becomes a multitude of blessings because of gratitude. And I say because of gratitude because that's the thing the Holy Spirit highlights here. It doesn't say they ate because Jesus Christ performed a miracle, although he did. It doesn't say they ate after he multiplied all the fishes and loaves, but he did. What it says is they ate, all of them ate, after he gave thanks. And then it says, to reinforce it, verse 23 reinforces it. He said, where they did eat bread after that the Lord had given thanks, and in verse 11, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. The thing is, he highlights this gratitude and pinpoints that thing as the opportunity for the Lord to do something. Now, if someone was to receive, I mean, if you can just imagine, I don't think the miracle would have been the miracle if Jesus Christ, and I can't even imagine him doing this, but if Jesus Christ had seen the boy's food and said, give me that food. The Holy Spirit probably wouldn't have as much opportunity to work in that. But when he finds gratitude, he finds a home he can work in now. He finds a place where he can fill that vessel, he can work through that vessel, and he can multiply the blessing that he's given to that vessel. Just like you and I. I mean, you get saved, and folks that are genuinely grateful, like I said, I think we would all say, yeah, we're grateful. Just like probably all 10 lepers would say, yes, we're grateful. But God would say only one of the 10 were grateful. Only one of them showed back up. Only one of them came back to Jesus Christ to give thanks to him and I mean, just to be around him now. The thing is, thanksgiving, it gives God a place to work. It makes a home for God. It's something that God is... He says it in Ephesians. He says it this way. He says, be filled with the Spirit of God. Remember that? Ephesians 5, be filled with the Spirit of God. And then as you're going down, he says, singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs. And he says, with thanksgiving, or giving of thanks, along with, meaning it's along with, being filled with the Spirit of God. Those two things go hand in hand. Being grateful and being filled with the Spirit of God are two of the same things. A house that is full of the Holy Spirit of God is also full of gratitude. And a person that is full of gratitude will multiply the blessing that they've been given. You got a blessing from God, you know what you'll do? You'll tell somebody about it. You got something from the Lord, you got salvation from the Lord, you got, I don't know, I mean, something, you got blessed from the Lord. If you're grateful, you'll tell somebody about it. That's how the blessing gets multiplied. That's how you take the loaves and the fishes and, you know, I think you get the idea. Thanksgiving multiplies the blessing. Thanksgiving gives God an opportunity to work. Thanksgiving is the house God wants to live in. A grateful place full of gratitude and thanksgiving there. So there you go. I hope that's helpful for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. I'd never seen it said that way. I don't know if there's, I hope there's, I know there's more to it than that, but I hope that's helpful to you.